We've got the Braves and we've got the Reds. And we've got Matt Adams, too. What kind of a day would he have? Well, let's find out. Here he is in the top of the fifth.
Left-handed hitting Matt Adams. Here's the pitch. Here's a long drive into center field and a grand slam home run off the bat of Matt Adams. One swing of the bat and a 4-1 lead for the Braves. That was a no-doubter. Braves with already four on the board, and now first and second is still only one out in the inning. Shortstop Dansby Swanson at the plate. Austin Bryce delivers to Dansby Swanson. Here's a base hit center field. They're going to wave around the runner from second base. He'll score, throw into third base, not in time. So Dansby Swanson delivers an RBI single. He advances to second on the throw. Scoring from second base is Garcia, and Kurt Suzuki ends up at third. The Reds are within two at 5-3. One ball, one strike. One out, bases loaded. Jason Mott versus Joey Votto. And the pitch swung on, base hit into right center field. One run will score. They're going to wave Alcantara to the plate, and the Reds have tied it up. Two RBI single, Joey Votto. Tied at five. The winning run at third base in the form of Joey Votto. 2-2 pitch. Swing, ground ball right at second baseman Brandon Phillips. Easy throw to first, and the Reds had the winning run 90 feet away. But Jose Ramirez retires back-to-back batters, and for the second straight game, the Reds and Braves will go to extras.
We are tied at five, and yes, we are in the top of the 12th inning. Now Matt Adams steps to the plate. This ball lifted high into the air, deep left field. Back to the track, looking up, Duvall, it's gone. And Blake Wood has given up a home run to allow the Braves to take the lead 6-5 here in the top of the 12th inning. Matt Adams with his second home run of the game and his fifth RBI. Reds are down to their final out in this one, and Zach Cozart steps to the plate. Zach stands back in. Johnson turns it loose. Breaking ball on the ground, shortstop. Swanson's got it. He'll throw in time. And the Reds will lose this one in 12.
Braves win this one 6-5 in 12 innings. Matt Adams notches his fourth career multi-home run game, his first since 2014. The Reds have lost four of their last five, while the Braves snap a three-game losing streak. Brian Price and the Reds lose a tough one against the Braves as they come up short 6-5 in 12 innings. Here's Price on the loss.
There's your outfielders there today. How are they doing?
Probably have a better idea in the morning. Right now, it doesn't seem like either is serious such enough to where it would suggest a DL is in order. So I think we'll learn a lot overnight. Now they come back in tomorrow and see their availability. But right now, there's not a concern that the DL is a possibility. But we'll see.
Billy hurt on one of those diving plays.
Yeah. Both of them were diving in the outfield. It was really what created the problems.
Obviously, that could have ramifications beyond this game, but just how much did already playing with a short bench, having to go to extra innings, does it hurt you to lose two of your position players?
Well, it's the other part is playing extra innings and emptying out the bullpen the last 2 days. You know, we've used our primary guys. We got some length guys left, but our primary guys are, you know, pitched the last couple of days, and so you know, there could be some limits on what we have available for us tomorrow in that regard. From a position player standpoint, we'll know a lot more in the morning on if Sheb and Billy can help in some way, shape, or form. If they come back and feeling miraculously better, or if they're gonna not have any ability to help us at all.
Yes, obviously, you made a good comeback middle innings, but those 9th, 10th, and 11th innings probably haunt me a little bit.
Yeah, you know, you get guys in scoring position, you always want to come up with the hit that wins the game. But, Atlanta's trying to win too, and they made some plays, and they've made some pitches. It's disappointing because the opportunity was there in the same respect. You know, it's guys aren't rolling the ball in underhand, and we did a pretty good job in some tough situations as well, and just came down to that solo homer, you know, giving them the lead and not being able to do anything with Johnson in that last inning.
Series wraps up on Sunday. Julio Teheran takes the hill for the Braves. He'll face the Reds' Amir Garrett.